Well, a very pleasant good afternoon and a sincere welcome to Moments of Assurance here on this blessed noontime hour. I'm Pastor Mark Hawkinson. It is a pleasure to have you join the radio station today, and I hope that you'll stay with me. A very special time now in this first segment of the program. I am very privileged and honored to introduce a couple of gentlemen that I am really literally thrilled to have here in the studio. One is Dr. A. Dennis Sparger, music director and conductor of the Bach Society Chorus of St. Louis. And I know him from previous years, and it's wonderful having him. And a very pleasant noon hour to you.
Mark, wonderful to see you again. And I could give you an audition right here on the air.
Oh, my goodness. I'm nervous already. And also we have Scott Kennebec from Cathedral Concerts here as well. So both of you gentlemen are extremely welcome. And the purpose of having these gentlemen on the air here on Moments of Assurance is to alert especially the St. Louis community and other areas as well, of course, to a special concert that's coming up on March the 13th at 7:30 p.m. at the Cathedral Basilica here in St. Louis. And the title of the concert, Dr. Sparger, just give us a thumbnail sketch.
Well, we've given the title of the concert just the major work that's going to be performed that day, which is the Requiem by Gabriel Fauré. French music, a little bit of an impressionistic sound. You know, if you like the paintings of Monet, you will love the music of Fauré. They just go together so beautifully well. This is the Bach Society's 75th anniversary season. We began in 1941. It was the vision of Dr. William Heine, who was a professor at Concordia Seminary. He also worked at the St. Louis Institute of Music and directed the St. Louis A Cappella Choir. He put those groups together with the men from the Concordia Seminary Choir and gathered other friends and founded the Bach Society of St. Louis. His vision was to present the music of Bach to the people of St. Louis, not only because of its artistic content, which ranks at the highest among all composers, but because of the spiritual message that speaks to people, invigorates their faith, and keeps them, I think, closer to God and to one another through this great music. Since his time, there have been four conductors between the two of us. Dr. Heine conducted for 31 years. I'm now completing my 30th year with the Bach Society.
That's great.
And one of the things that really keeps me with this organization is that we do 99% sacred music. You know, I have certainly a spiritual background as well, and it means so much to me that every Monday night we're rehearsing the great sacred music by wonderful composers of the past and living composers as well, and to be able to share this music, you know, every year with audiences.
Well, the rehearsals themselves are spiritually uplifting.
They are, yes. And yeah, many of our singers come for therapy. You know, whatever has happened, you know, in their daytime lives through work, many are teachers and many other business professions are represented. But they come and for 2.5 hours, they just kind of bask in this incredible music. Even though we have to stop and fix every tiny little thing in it, it just kind of fills their souls as well.
Well, that's what makes it even extra special is when you're fixing every little tiny thing. And then when you finally do the performance, it is such an exhilarating and faith-strengthening experience.
Absolutely. You know, performing, yeah. I think, is also making our contribution to God. And we want it to be our very finest.
Well, indeed. And I have known you for a number of years. I was privileged to sing a number of years ago.
And
I
were fortunate to have had you.
Well, yes. Thank you. I don't know about that, but I do know how much it benefited me, even spiritually as well. So,
well, we could mention here that last fall we started our 75th anniversary season.
Right. Bravo Bach.
Bravo Bach, inviting some of our alums to come back and sing with us at the end of the concert. And Mark was one of those who came. About 60 singers from our past who joined us. And what a marvelous experience it was. Like 120 voices on stage. It was just fantastic.
Yeah, and that was at St. Stanislaus,
yes,
I believe.
Yeah.
And it was one, and I know you sent the recordings by email, and I listened to them again and again and again.
And you were able to prepare, yes. Well, an important thing about this concert coming up is that it's for the first time we're in collaboration with Cathedral Concerts. Now, Cathedral Concerts has, about a 20-year history of presenting some of the finest performers from around the world to St. Louis. Just last Monday night, the Polish Baltic orchestra was here to perform. Like, what are the chances of hearing an international orchestra in St. Louis?
That's amazing.
So, you know, we're just thrilled that we could be a part of this series. And Scott, you may want to say a few more words about
that.
Well,
thank you. Yeah, first I want to thank Mark for having me in here and Dennis for allowing me to
That's
join
our privilege.
Today. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Yes. Cathedral Concerts, we're in our 23rd season of bringing great music to the great space in St. Louis. And we bring performers from around the world, but we are so thrilled this year to be partnering and collaborating with Dennis and the Bach Society on this particular concert. It's been a while since the Bach Society has been performing at the cathedral, so we're very happy to have them back. The concert is just going to be fabulous. The cathedral is just one of the most perfect places in St. Louis that Dennis could have selected to have this particular concert.
Well, and I'm looking forward to it, and I'm sure each listener who takes advantage of the opportunity to get some tickets, and we'll tell you how to get tickets at the end here, it will be very well worth your while as a listener if you were to attend this concert, that's for sure.
Well, I might say that, you know, while the Bach Society has performed at the cathedral on many occasions, I also have sat in the audience on even more occasions to hear wonderful choirs there. And I have an idea of what works and what doesn't work in that splendid acoustic. You know, you can make a sound there and it rings for, what, 7, 8, 9 seconds?
Right, yeah.
And if you pick the wrong music, you're in trouble.
Well, and Dennis is perfect at that. Yeah. You really have to consider the building itself as another member of the ensemble.
Yeah.
And it really, you have to work with it. You can't work against it because you're never going to beat it. But working with it, it can be an excellent addition to the ensemble.
Yeah, and when we talked about this last year, my first thought is Fauré. It's got to be Fauré because that Requiem, you know, it has a small orchestra. I think we have about 22 players, mostly of lower strings that go with this work, an organ, and some 3 horns and 2 trumpets and timpani to make some really dynamic moments. Why don't we take a moment to listen to a little bit of music from this Requiem? It may not be familiar to everyone, but the music is just heavenly. We're going to listen to a part of the Sanctus. Now, I think everyone in the listening audience will recognize these are the words, the Latin words, for holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory, Hosanna in the highest. And boy, does it deliver on those words. Let's hear it.
Very good, Dr. Sparger. Here it comes.
Thank you.
Dr. Sparger, your comments on
that. Oh, wow. That's wonderful to hear. That actually is the Bach Society Chorus and Orchestra when we performed this in the Basilica in 2003. So you can just get an idea of what it must sound like to be there in the flesh, to hear choral music live. You know, that's the best way to hear choral music,
right,
is to be sitting in the audience.
That's one of the keys, experiencing live. It's a group experience. And when you're in the cathedral with the organ, because they'll use the Great Cathedral organ, 7,621 pipes, the orchestra members, you know, there's a part in that Sanctus where the horns come in that it's just going to be thrilling in the cathedral.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you'll just get goosebumps all over hearing something like that. I could mention, though, you know, later on in the Requiem, there are solo spots for soprano and baritone. Mm-hmm. And we have a couple of just wonderful, wonderful singers. Jane Jennings is our soprano. She's a native of St. Charles, went on to sing across the country, settled in Chicago for a while, and has come back home and is raising her family here in Chesterfield. And our baritone is Ian Greenlaw, also from St. Charles, and he's completing a doctorate in voice at Michigan, and he also sings across the country. And these two singers as kids sang in a children's choir together in St. Charles.
Oh, my goodness.
And so they have that much history with one another. And now I'm just guessing that they must be like late 30s, early 40s, and they're coming back to make music together again. So it'll be a wonderful reunion to have that experience.
Well, very good. You're listening to Moments of Assurance on this blessed noon hour here on this Thursday afternoon. And Dr. Sparger is the director of the Bach Society Chorus, Dennis Sparger. And as I mentioned, I've known him for a long time and have enjoyed an association with him. And also Scott Kennevick from the Cathedral Concerts. And the way you work together and getting ready for this foray is amazing. And having these special guests and these soloists makes it extra special,
that's wonderful.
For sure.
And we knew that we needed one more special event for this year, and that was to commission a piece to celebrate the 75th anniversary. So we sought out the expertise of our composer-in-residence, Stephen Mager, and invited him to write a piece to celebrate especially Dr. Heine, who founded the Bach Society, and her 75 years history in St. Louis. And to fund this, we went to two longtime friends of the Bach Society. In fact, a singer who was with the Bach Society Chorus for some 58 years, singing under all six of the Bach Society's conductors. We asked the Reverend Dr. Richard Labor and his wife, Gaylene Labor, if they would be so kind as to underwrite this commissioning. And they agreed. And I think they also are going to be thrilled to be sitting in the audience and hearing a piece of music that honors Dr. Heine and the Bach Society, and hearing it live, knowing that this would not have happened at all without their generosity.
So, and they're well known in the greater St. Louis area.
I bet they
are.
That's
for sure.
Yes, yeah.
No question about it. Gaylene used to be the secretary for the Reverend Dr. Oswald J. Hoffman.
Yes.
On the Lutheran Hour.
Right.
So that's how I know her, as well as the fact that
Through the chorus.
Through the chorus. Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Wonderful gal. On the second half of the program, we also have some music ranging from Rachmaninoff to Mozart to Ola Yelo and Erichs Ischenwalds and Vaughan Williams, all kinds of people. But every piece selected very carefully to fit the acoustics of the cathedral. It also allows us to bring back our soloists for one more piece in the second half. It's really just a great opportunity for hearing beautiful choral music in one of the most beautiful spaces one could imagine in the world.
I don't think anybody would want to miss an experience like this, not only from a musical standpoint, those that know music well, but even if you don't know music well, you are going to be impacted spiritually and also by the acoustics and by the soloists and by the magnificence of the entire event, the magnificence of it.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. You know, for over 30 years, I was a teacher at a college and taught music appreciation to like over 10,000 people. And most of them would come to class saying, well, I don't know anything about music. And what we discovered as the semester would wear on is that you don't have to know much. If you just keep your ears open and concentrate a little bit, the reward just comes seeping in. You know, having a little bit of knowledge, every bit helps, of course, in every endeavor. But this music reaches into your soul. It So you shouldn't stay away thinking, I don't know what's going on. You'll feel it.
And when you come out of the concert, out of the cathedral that night, you're going to be reviewing in your mind and heart the music. You're not going to be able to sleep very well that night.
Yes, yeah.
I've experienced that.
Scott, you've had that experience so many times at the Basilica.
Well, the groups that we bring in, including the Bach Society, I mean, they are just the tops of the musical world, you know, and they know what the music means and how much the music can move people. And that's really what we strive to do with cathedral concerts, with the groups that we bring in, is provide the community with these opportunities to have these. It's more than just a musical experience. It is a spiritually moving experience in the cathedral with the music we perform in that space. It's just unbelievable.
So, Scott, I think you would agree, I know along with Dennis, that it's not just appealing to the intellect and to the mind and to the knowledge.
No, it really
appeals
is.
To the heart. It gets to your heart.
It touches all aspects of you, your psyche, your body. There's physical response to this music.
Yeah, you feel it on your skin and some pieces in your feet.
Right.
It's really something. Well, it's an incredible honor for us to be invited to be part of this series. And another fantastic honor we received this year is that the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis awarded us the Excellence in the Arts Award. In its 25 years of presenting these awards, the Bach Society is the first choral group to be so honored.
Congratulations.
So deserving.
And we're just so thrilled to be recognized in this way. Do we have a moment to play another piece from the Requiem?
Let's do that.
Little bit. This is the Agnus Dei, Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Have mercy.
Very beautiful, Dennis. Oh, wow. Your comments.
Yeah, you'll have to come to the concert to hear the rest.
Oh, I will.
See how it ends.
That's right. But that's all the freebie you get. You have to come.
Gee. Oh, Lord.
Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And then, this concept of light, everlasting light, when you hear the sopranos sing that Luke's, and they just suspend up there on that sea, it's just like, you know, the gates to heaven have opened.
Heavenly.
Just in the,
it
in
is heavenly.
Silence, yes.
Oh, my.
You know, the Russians talk about this, I think, very well in their music, that, you know, the music can give us a foretaste of the beauty of heaven. That this is kind of the one shot we have on this earth of for a brief moment, having a combining of heaven and earth.
Right. Well, God created music.
Yes, yeah.
You know, in the first place.
Yes.
And so, and you all are the instruments, so to speak, instruments.
Music is the only art that carries the word of God, and that's what sets it apart from other art forms.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But just briefly, we just have a couple minutes, several minutes left here, the impact of the Bach Society of St. Louis on the St. Louis fine arts community over the years. Describe, I know it's been huge, but just any way that you can comment on that, either one of you or both of you.
Well, if I can just say, not being a part of the Bach Society, it's a tremendous asset to the St. Louis community. For 75 years, they've brought to St. Louis some of the most beautiful music ever created to share with us. And to do that for so long, I commend the Bach Society, your board, especially you, Dennis, and Melissa, and Elaine Smith,
you.
And everyone who's been a part of the Bach Society. I was lucky enough to be a singer for one or two seasons way back when, and it really is a tremendous asset to St. Louis.
Yeah. It's been a joy, you know, for me to do. That we established a young artist program and have helped 55 young singers today. These are singers under the age of 30 to kind of help continue their careers, and some have gone on to have national and international careers as singers. We've also been able to bring wonderful soloists to St. Louis to sing, like Christine Brewer.
Oh,
She sang in my very first concert with the Bach Society in 1986, and she just sang with us at my 30th anniversary concert as well.
Fabulous.
You know, what a thrill to have her. Shahrazad Panthaki is one of the fabulous young singers in the country today, and she's coming back to sing our Mass in B minor with us in May.
I'm not going to miss that. The Mass in B minor. Back at seminary days.
This is our signature work. It was the first work the Bach Society performed, and we've done it many, many times, and especially for anniversary years. And we'll sing that on May 15th at 3:00 at the First Presbyterian Church in Kirkwood. They've done some remodeling there, have a new organ, and it is a fantastic place for hearing choral music. The acoustics are very clear and very appropriate for Baroque music. You know, you hear all those fast-running 16th notes.
Well, we'll look forward to that very much so, definitely. Coming up, I'm going to give you the information I'm talking to the listener now, not to you, gentlemen, but the tickets can be obtained by going to cathedralconcerts.org. That's very simple, www.cathedralconcerts.org, or you can call 314-533-7662. That's 314-533-7662, cathedralconcerts, one word, .org. Very simple. You're not going to want to miss this concert. Don't forget, it is the Farway Requiem. It's going to be held on March 13th, 7:30 p.m. at the Cathedral Basilica.
Coming up soon. And the tickets are very modestly priced.
Oh, they are, $19 to $42. I mean, you can't beat that.
No.
My goodness. I remember the Christmas Candlelight concert. My daughter and I went, and we were just... Didn't Christine Brewer sing?
Yes, that's what I thought.
That was just wonderful. Well, we're down to just about a minute. Let's see if we can kind of capsulize everything here quickly.
Well, I can say that we're closing the concert with two lovely spirituals arranged by the... I think he was the founding conductor of the National Lutheran Choir, Larry Fleming.
Larry Fleming,
So we're singing Every Time I Think About Jesus, and we conclude the evening with Give Me Jesus. When
That's
I
just
am
beautiful.
Alone, give me Jesus.
Oh, yeah. You know, that definitely speaks to the heart. There's no doubt about it.
Yes.
And with this kind of a moving concert, you, the listener, you're not going to want to miss it. I encourage you to go ahead and go to the internet at cathedralconcerts.org and get your tickets before it's too late. Don't want to wait. You don't want to hold off
and don't worry about parking. We have valet parking available that night. It's going to be
fabulous. Wondering about parking.
Yeah, the parking lot next door. Yep. Yes.
Parking lot next door always works
out with parking. Yeah.
All right. Very good. Yeah. Well, thank you, gentlemen. Dr. A. Dennis Sparger, conductor of the Bach Society of St. Louis. And, you know, one of the joys is to have you Mr. Kennebec on with us as well.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it very much.
Scott, the Lord's richest blessings to you as well. And Dennis, it has been such a joy to see you again. God's richest blessings. There'll be more Moments of Assurance coming up next. Keep it here.